Modal color for darker tracks masterclass using session view, intermediate level. Let's build a dark, emotional drum and bass sketch that actually sounds like a mode on purpose, not just minor with vibes. Before we touch any notes, here's the mission. We're going to use Ableton Live session view like a performance instrument. That means quick clip variations, scene energy control, and capturing a live arrangement by launching scenes like a DJ. And the musical focus is modal color, specifically a mode that feels darker and more tense than plain natural minor. Alright, set yourself up fast. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 works, but 174 is a sweet spot for rollers. Now look up at global quantization and set it to 1 bar. That way, when you launch clips and scenes, everything locks in clean and you don't get that messy late launch feeling. Create your tracks, a MIDI track for drums, MIDI for bass, MIDI for pad or Atmos, MIDI for stab or chords, and an audio track for FX or resample. Color code them now. Seriously, session view can turn into a grid of mystery rectangles real quick, and color coding keeps you moving. Now the key concept, modal color. We're going to work in a Phrygian. Phrygian is a cheat code for darkness because of one note, the flat 2. In a Phrygian, that note is BB. Your scale is A, BB, C, D, E, F, G. And here's the teacher warning that saves you hours. Modal color doesn't come from selecting a scale. It comes from gravity. A needs to feel like home, stable, grounded. BB needs to feel like pressure, threat, a shadow leaning in. If BB starts feeling like the home note, you accidentally shifted the center and your loop will start sounding like something else. So yes, we'll use the scale device, but we're not relying on it for the vibe. We're using it as guardrails, so we can jam quickly in session view without drifting into random wrong notes. Go to your pad or Atmos track. Drop MIDI effect scale before the instrument. Set the bass to A, and make sure the notes enabled match a Phrygian. A, B, B, C, D, E, F, G. If you've got a Phrygian preset, great. If not, just set the allowed notes manually. Now copy that same scale device onto your bass track and your stab track. This is your stay in character setup while you explore. Next, let's build the pad bed. Dark, emotional, but not muddy. On pad or Atmos, load Waveatable or analog. Waveatable is perfect. Start simple. Oscillator 1 in a sine or triangle-ish zone. Oscillator 2 slightly detuned, like 3 to 8 cents. Add a low pass filter, LP24, and set the cutoff somewhere around 400 Hz up to maybe 1.2K Hz depending on how bright your sound is. The darker the track, the more you can tuck it down, but don't bury it so much that you lose the mood. Add a bit of unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount controlled. You're making a bid, not a supersaw. Now build a quick stock device chain that moves and breathes. After Waveatable, add auto filter set to low pass and give it subtle movement. Sync the rate to 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the amount subtle. You want a live, not EDM wobble. Then echo. Set it to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Keep feedback around 15 to 30%. Most important, filter the lows out of the echo. Roll off below roughly 200 Hz so you don't smear your subspace. Then reverb. Give it a decay around 3 to 6 seconds, but high pass the reverb input using the low cut. Somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz is common in DNB. This is one of the biggest pro mix habits. Reverbs and pads don't get to live in the sub. The bass owns the sub. Finally, add utility. Widen the pad a bit, like 120 to 160%. If it starts feeling unstable, widen less. We can also keep things safe by making sure anything low stays mono. If you want, you can add an EQ8 before utility and do a gentle high pass on the pad anyway, just to be sure. Now, write your first clip. Make it a 2-bar clip. Here's a simple way to sound immediately Phrygian. Pedal the root and reveal the flat 2. So in bar 1, hold with BB present. You can add E as a stable tone. Think A plus BB plus E. That BB against A is the whole mood. In bar 2, you can make a hazy cluster like G, A, BB. Don't overthink chords. For darker drum and bass, treat harmony like voicing states, not like a functional progression. Same center, different pressure, and keep it spacious. Dark DNB loves negative space. If you voice too much, you'll end up with a soundtrack pad that fights your drums and bass. Duplicate that pad clip and make 2 more variations. One more stable, one more tense. In the stable one, BB appears but maybe less often. In the tense one, you lean on BB and see a bit more, or bring the voices up an octave to increase urgency without turning it up louder. Now the base. This is where we prove the mode. Create a base patch that can do sub plus mid, but keep the sub clean. Load waveeatable or operator. In waveeatable, OSC1 can be signed for sub foundation. OSC2 can be saw for mid grit, but keep OSC2 lower than the sign so you don't overpower the weight. Use a low pass filter, LP24, and add a bit of drive, maybe 5-20% depending on the tone. Then add saturator after the instrument. Drive it 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. That helps the bass translate without getting out of control. Then EQ8. This is where you start thinking like an engineer. If the mid layer is getting messy, you can shape it. But the big rule is, keep the real sub region clean and stable. You can even split later, but for now just keep it disciplined. Add compressor with side chain from the kick. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, and tune it to the groove. If the bass feels like it's gulping in an ugly way, your release is off. If it feels like it breathes with the drums, you nailed it. Then utility. Make the sub mono. A good starting point is keep width at 0% below about 120 Hz. Even if the mid is wide, the low must be centered. Club rule. Now write a one-bar bass motif first. DNB thrives on short looping phrases that you vary over time. Here's the core concept for Phrygian. A is home, B beat is pressure. So you can anchor on A, then keep leaning into BB as a passing tone or a landing note. Try a phrase like a to BB to a to G to A. Don't fill every 16th note. Leave little gaps. Those micro silences are what make drums hit harder and make bass feel heavier. Also use note lengths creatively. Keep mid notes shorter. Keep the sub anchor slightly longer. You can even layer the same note in two octaves if your patch supports it. But don't let it turn into a wall of sound. Now make three bass clips, because session view is about options. Bass clip 1 is weight, fewer notes, longer sub anchors, minimal mid movement. That's your drop-friendly foundation. Bass clip 2 is threat. Same general idea, but the BB appears more frequently, almost like a nervous tick. Short mid notes that tap BB, then resolve. Bass clip 3 is hunt, a repeating rhythmic cell that cycles in a way that feels obsessive. You can keep pitches mostly A, BB, C, but place them in a pattern that lands on BB at odd moments. It makes the listener feel like the floor is moving even though your drums are steady. Place those clips in adjacent slots so you can swap them live. Now drums, because none of this matters if your drums don't slam. On the drums track, create a drum rack. Load a punchy kick with a short tail. Load a snare with both crack and body. Add closed hats, a ride or shaker layer, and a ghost snare or a rim. If you want jungle edge, add a break layer quietly, high passed, just to inject urgency without clutter. Start with a classic two-step. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Then add hats and 16ths with velocity variation so it rolls. Add ghost snares around the off positions. Low velocity. That little ghost activity helps the groove feel fast without the main hits getting messy. Then glue your drum bus. Add EQ8 and cut mud around 200 to 400 if needed. Add drum bus for controlled grit. Drive somewhere like 5 to 20% depending on the samples. Keep boom low or off for tight rollers. Turn transients up a bit for snap. Then glue compressor, gentle 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction max. Optional subtle saturator if it needs attitude. And here's a vibe trick. If the whole track feels too musical, your drums might be too clean. Add controlled grit. But do it smart. One of the best moves is to distort only the break layer or only hats and room textures, not the entire kick and snare core. Dark air without flattening punch. Now we'd add stabs. Stabs help define tension and can shout the mode in a way pads can't, especially in a drop. On stab or chord track, you can use simpler with a one-shot stab sample or operator for a fast synthesized stab. In operator, choose a simple algorithm, use a saw wave, turn on the filter, low pass it somewhere between 1 and 4 kHz and use a tight amp envelope, short decay, low sustain. You want a percussive hit, not a long chord. Then add a light redux. Keep it subtle, slight downsample or 2 to 4 bits just to roughen edges. Add auto filter with bandpass if you want that telephone tease during builds. Add a short reverb, like 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, and utility to control width depending on where it sits. Modal note choice. BB and C are your friends here. A really effective move is a BB stab right before the snare, like a little flinch of tension. Or do a call, a then BB. Just remember, you don't need to spam the flat 2. One obvious BB moment every 4 to 8 bars can beat enough, if it's placed well. Now let's turn this into a session view performance rig. Scenes. Create 4 scenes and name them clearly. Intro, build, Drop, breakdown. Scene 1, intro. Use your calmer pad of variation. Keep drums minimal, maybe hats or a filtered break. Bass off, or just occasional soft sub hits. Add some noise, sweeps or atmosphere. Scene 2, build. Increase tension by increasing BB presence, not just turning things louder. Use your more tense pad variation. Rein in stabs but band past, teasing. Drums get more ghost activity, maybe a ride layer. Bass switches to threat so the mode is more obvious. Scene 3, drop. Full drums, solid bass. Usually bass weight works best here. Keep the pads simplified. This is important. The drop feels heavier when you remove harmonic clutter. Harmony supports the drop, but bass and drums lead it. Stabs become occasional punctuation, not constant chatter. Scene 4, breakdown. Reset the ears. Sparse drums or halftime feel. Widest pad. Most space. Bass becomes sub-only long notes, and you can do a slow tension swell from a toward BB, then release back, like breathing. Now here's an intermediate session view move that upgrades everything. Don't treat scenes as launch everything at once and that's the song. Build a combination matrix. That means you practice launching, for example, the drop drums, but swapping bass hunt instead of bass weight, and switching pad variations on top. Or keep the same drums but change only the stab clip and see if the whole mood flips. This is how you discover the better drop you didn't plan. Also, keep a concept called an anchor bar. Every 4 to 8 bars, include one unmistakable fingerprint moment so the ear never reinterprets your loop as plain minor. That can be a tight BB to A in the bass, or a quick A plus BB cluster stab, or a quiet Atmos drone that reveals A and BB together for just a beat. One beat is enough. It's like a signature step. If your loop feels stale, don't instantly add more notes. Energy equals density plus register plus rhythm. So try moving a voice up an octave, or creating more gaps, or shifting the BB moment earlier or later. Tiny moves, big results. Optional but powerful. Create a macro rack for instant darkness control. Group your pad processing, make an audio effect rack, and map 4 macros. One for darkness, controlling filter cutoff and a touch of resonance. One for distance, controlling reverb dry wet and pre-delay. One for haze, controlling slight saturation drive and maybe echo amount. This audio version is shortened for playback.